started Sunday, Is There No Balm in Gilead? Talking about healing and miracles. You know, there's nobody in here that has not been sick in their life. There's nobody in here that probably has not been in the hospital. There's probably nobody in here that's never been to the ER. There's probably no one in here that never has had to take medication. The health industry is trillions of dollars every year because people don't want to be sick. Turn to somebody and say, I don't want to be sick. I want to take you back to the Old Testament first tonight to a man that Hebrew says, by faith, Gideon. And I want you to pay attention to a few things in this text as I read it. I want you to pay attention to how he approaches the angel, which actually was the angel of the Lord, and many believe it was the Lord himself. But he had a question. And you know, when you and I get sick, questions come. Well, how did this happen? Did I catch this? Did I eat something wrong? Is this DNA? Is this the devil? We all have questions when we get sick. And we want answers. Somebody want answers when you're sick. You want some answers? You don't want to just hang around with no answers. I'm going to tie this in tonight to Sunday's message. And the conclusion will be this Sunday when we pray for those that are sick. Gideon's question. Judges chapter 6, verse 11. You have it, say amen. I don't hear any rustling of the Bibles anymore. It's all, I see people disappointed. It's kind of interesting. Judges 6, 11. And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under the oak which was in Ophrah, that pertaineth unto Joash, the Ebionite. And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then has all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. I love this. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? O Lord, as we look at this text tonight, we pray just for understanding and revelation, and help us to apply it to our lives tonight, be relevant in this hour concerning healing, in Jesus' name. And everyone said, this is one of the most powerful stories in the Bible. Here is Gideon. He says, if you read the whole chapter, he says, you know, why are you choosing me? Because I'm weak and my tribe is the smallest. Why are you choosing me? And by the way, I'm not this great, courageous man. I'm taking the wheat at midnight and grinding it so no one sees me. Isn't it interesting who God chooses, isn't it? But see, Gideon had something he probably didn't even realize he had. I'll show you what it is. He had this question, if the Lord be with us. Now, you could read this and say he was kind of just confronting God and accusing God. But that's not what's happening here. Because see, God would have never came to him if he was doing that. Well, if the Lord's with us, why is this happening? Well, I'm a Christian. Why am I sick? I go to the Rock Church of Petersburg. Why am I in the hospital? You see, questions don't upset God when they come from the heart of faith. Gideon was speaking faith, but he didn't know it. Because it wasn't accusatory, it was a proclamation. Lord, here we are. I heard what you did. I want it. That's what he was saying. Lord, I heard what you In the 50s with a healing revival. Cancers, I wanted it. Lord, I heard about the Brownsville revival where over 2 million people visited it in a year. I want it. That's what he was saying to God. And God says, you're the man. Turn to somebody and say, you're the man. Now let's say you're the woman too. We want to hear children. We get upset. Amen. So that's what he was saying to God. He was saying, bring it on. That's what the questions were. And God says, you're a mighty man of valor. Somebody could say, well, you're a mighty man of God, you're a mighty woman of God. That only applies if my faith is mighty. Amen. Because faith makes you strong. You can actually be, and we are like Gideon, weak in the natural, with infirmities, but strong in faith. God doesn't look at us because we deal with infirmities and sicknesses like all your weak. No, he says, if you have faith towards me, you're mighty. Amen. And then he says, go in this might. What does that mean? You got the faith, man. Go ahead, because I'm going to be with you. Faith pleases God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Amen. For he that believeth must what? Must believe that he is, and he rewards. Faith always has a reward. What's the reward? The reward is the answer or the thing that I need from God. It's not just some oblivious thing I get in eternity. But if you're sick and I'm sick, man, I want the reward. What is that? I want the healing to manifest. And I might be blowing my nose. I might have a headache. My emotions want to complain and feel sorry. But if I can be like Gideon and reach down, God, you healed this one. God, would you heal me? True story. Tommy Hicks had one of the greatest revivals in Argentina. They actually had to have police escort of thousands of people everywhere. Well, one of the pastors there went to a neighboring city, and after Tommy had left, and God told him to start a revival there. So he went, and he went to a theater. And he goes to the theater, he goes to the guy that owns it, and he says, I'd like to rent your theater out. The guy goes, what do you want it for? He says, I want to do a healing crusade. Oh, why? I want to do a healing revival. Why is that? What do you want? Well, I guess I could give it to you. Yeah, we're shutting down for maintenance. Yeah, I'll do that for you. So, he got his wife on the piano. They scheduled it, put flyers out. 2 people showed up. She sang, he sang, he preached. Ladies came up. 2 people. One of them was really sick. Laid his hands on her, instantly healed. She went about the city. The next night it was packed out. A great revival hit, and churches were started out of that place. You see, the Royal Church of Petersburg is not a social, spiritual social club. We're a place where God is looking for mighty men and women of faith to do what he's called us to do. Despite our weaknesses, our shortcomings, and our issues, God's looking for that might. Now this is faith's question number 1, and there's 3 parts of this. Actually, it's 4. And this is Gideon's faith. You see, these questions are actually a proclamation of faith that he wants God to see. He's not accusing God, like I said. He said, where's all of his miracles? Because, see, the God I heard about does miracles. So he was saying, I want these miracles. And, you know, he didn't say this, but this is my question. Where are his miracles? Number 1, are they gone? I would believe there's a lot of people, even people in denominations, do not believe that God does miracles anymore. Well, let me just take you over to Africa. Let me take you over to India. I remember over in Africa preaching. This woman brought this baby and her husband. They were crying. crying. The baby had no life, just laid there. So this baby got sick a week ago, and the baby is not moving. He's breathing, but not moving. And we think he's obviously he's going to die by tomorrow morning. I remember that. And so I just called another one over, and we just prayed. It was a simple prayer. It wasn't some big demonstration. Father, in the name of Jesus, we prayed. The next day, the next night, when they came, here they come down the aisle, the baby full of joy, moving its hands. Many times, God does miracles in other nations, not that he doesn't want to do it in America, but sometimes we are so blessed with so much. You didn't hear me. Sometimes we have so much. These other nations that have nothing, and all they've got is that's why I put on Facebook a picture of an old church pews and outside, because see, that's all they have. But sometimes that causes them to press into God more. And have a constant relationship that builds faith. Are they gone? Another thing, are they hidden? Does God just do it out somewhere where nobody can see it? No. The reason that God does miracles and healing to bring glory to the Father. Jesus said that. And number three, I like this. Because Gideon was saying all these indirectly. Are they coming back? Are miracles coming back now? Are they going to come back to the church? Are we ever going to get to the place where we believe James that says, if any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church, anointing them with oil, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Are we going to come to a place of so much consistency in that people will run to church and say, hey, man, I want to be anointed at the end for healing? I mean, it seems like we're in a quagmire right now of whether that's going to work or not. But I guarantee you that people believe they could come here and there's faith, there's mighty men and women of God with faith like Gideon, and they know they've received something at the altar. I guarantee you the place would be full in 1 week. Because there's a lot of six months. You know that because it takes you a month, 2 months to get a doctor's appointment. Faith's question number two from Gideon. Oh my Lord, if the Lord be with us. You know, when you're sick, sometimes it ain't like being in church in a worship service. What a glory that was here tonight. What an anointing. You see, your emotions and your five senses and the enemy of our soul says, well, if God was with you. And when the enemy throws that in my face, I go to the scriptures. Well, Saul chased David. You were with David. Even Jonah, when he missed him, you were still with him. Paul said, we're pressed down, but we're not deserted. We're crushed, but we're not forsaken. Jesus said to Peter, you used to go where you wanted to, but you're going to be older and other men are going to carry you. He's talking about the way he would die. So the understanding is just because there's suffering and sickness doesn't mean that my faith is not going to work. Because I'm convinced that the road map or the road marker I'm at in my life, my times are in his hands. And if I'm in the will of God, do you think God's up there going, this is going to happen? And I just hope they make it. I don't believe that. If the Lord be with us, he's with us. He said, I'm never going to leave you in Hebrews. I'll be with you in the valley. I'll be with you because I'm leading you somewhere. The Lord be with us. Faith question number three. This comes from the New Testament. Who did sin? John 9, verse 1, and as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. His disciples asked him, saying, Master, here's another question. Who did sin? This man or his parents that he was born blind? But here's faith's answer to all three of those questions, specifically to that one. Verse 3. Jesus answered, "Neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him." And I love this quote from John Piper. "The explanation of the blindness lies not in the past causes, but in the future purposes." Jesus said, "Listen, he will be healed. Get your eyes off the cause, even if it's one sin, it's not sin. Get your eyes off that and get your eyes on the future, that the glory of God is revealed through his supernatural power." And I feel like that's where we are in the body of Christ. We're all, "Well, where did this virus come from? Who did sin? Where is this coming from? Where is all this?" And this is where we're at, I believe, in the body of Christ. But you know what? God is looking for some warriors that are going to say, "You know what? I'm putting away whether it was sin or not. I'm putting away whether it was a bat over in Korea or Japan. But what I'm going to concentrate on is that God gets glory when I am healed. God gets glory when I lay my hands on the sick. God gets glory when I stop complaining and I begin to proclaim like Gideon, 'Where be all his miracles?'" Proclamation of faith. Can God find a congregation? Can God find a church where we can take people to another level and hook them into the supernatural power of God? Not just hope we're healed, but there's such an atmosphere of faith that God literally just starts healing people as they sit in their pews. How many believe that brings glory to God? How many believe God can do that? How many believe God wants to do that? How many believe God's going to do it? You see, Gideon was weak in the natural. Whether we like it or not, our bodies are breaking down. Dust you are, dust you go. You got to do everything you can, honey, to keep it going. But if you do get sick, not only by his stripes I'm healed, we have an advocate with the Father who intercedes for us. In this hour, people that disconnect from the church, the local church, are in grave danger. Not losing their soul, but you can't, listen, if you're diagnosed with cancer in the fourth stage, man, you need some folks around you to believe with you.
Amen.
And you can't just get somebody on television and say, you need real folks with real faith around you. How many believe that's true?
Amen.
And my heart breaks for folks who say, "Well, I've got Jesus in me. I don't need the church. I don't need elders. I don't need a pastor." Okay, you'll go to heaven. But the reality is, one night you might wake up and you don't know who to call. And you don't know if they pray for the sick at the church you go to. Is there real faith in the altar? Is there real power? If the power of God show up, the prayer of faith will save the sick. That word is an atonement. It means to lift off. It's a lifting off of the sickness. If they've committed any sin, they'll be forgiven. Why is that important? Because the atonement was not only for sin, it was for sickness. Not only for sickness, for sin. We're going to talk about that Sunday morning. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Look at that. He didn't have the curse on him. He became the curse. Do you know why it's going to take eternity to really fathom the Son of God, the spotless Lamb, the prophet like unto Moses, fulfilled 66 prophecies? God, it says it pleased God to bruise it. Well, we can't understand that. Paul said, "I want to give you meat, but I can't." You can't even fathom that, because, see, it's a depth of love and self-sacrifice that a lot of times we don't even hear about or live without. So, Gideon wasn't accusing God. He was proclaiming, God, this is what I want. I want you. I don't need a new farm. I don't need sheep. I want you in my life. Can I find a church, a local church congregation that, you know, we're not just sitting on the premises, but we're standing on the promises.
Amen.
We're not here if everybody's going to say you had a great dress or shirt on or suit. We're not here to impress anybody. We're not here to try. We're here because there's thousands and thousands of people in Petersburg, Colonial Heights, and home, thousands that don't know Christ. Thousands that knew Christ, but they don't go anywhere. Thousands that are sick that will turn to things that won't heal them.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in doctors. I believe in medicine. But that's only that will cure it. It'll help us along. He's the cure.
Amen.
Can God find a church that's 300? Gideon said, it doesn't have to be the number. See, they started out with 22,000. God brought them to a river. He says now that everyone that laps like a dog, people, or send them away, sorry. Everyone that's on their knees and cups, keep. And the reason is because if you're lapping like a dog, you can't see your enemy.
Right.
But when you're kneeling down like this and taking the water, you can drink and you can look.
Amen. Amen.
Huh? So they went, 10,000. God says, that's too many. I don't need a church of 10,000 to do miracles. Got down to 300. And they defeated thousands of the Midianites. I mean, there's a lot of disease and a lot of sickness God wants to defeat through you.
Right.
Said, okay, Gideon, I want you to get the men. Of course, they're going to have the sword on their side. But I want them to get a picture. Put a candle in it and hide it and get a trumpet. So, Gideon did that. How many know it's good to obey God?
Amen.
Another message. Surrounded the camp. And Gideon said, don't do nothing. Similar to Joshua. Don't say nothing. Because I'm going to get, God wants to get the glory. See, if I'm talking, anyway. So Gideon said, the sword of the Lord and Gideon. How many of we can't do nothing without God?
Amen.
The sword of the Lord and Gideon. The sword of the Lord and you. You will lay your hands on the sick, but it's the sword of the Lord, then our hands. The sword of the Lord and Gideon. And they broke the pitchers, blew on the trumpet. This is one of the greatest strategies of any army ever recorded. Because they had surrounded us with 300 men. I don't know what the distance was. When they did that, and all the light was coming from all around them, and the trumpets, the Midianites got so confused, they start killing each other. How many know the enemy's been defeated?
Amen.
How many know the sickness has already been paid for?
Amen.
Amen. Can God find a people? Go beyond just regular churchianity. Ask questions, not accusatory, but faith questions. And probably for every person that believes in healing and miracles today, you'll find 10 that say, no, let's stop. Oh, we believe in Jesus and salvation, but we don't even know. We don't know. God heals or he doesn't heal. Some say God out like he's inconsistent. He's on today, he's off tomorrow. That just shows my faith isn't complete. Because, see, what we do is we ask the wrong questions to God. Gideon asked the right question.
Mm.
The wrong question. questions show that I have a belief. The right questions show I have faith and that I trust Him. And let me tell you something. All of us are together, as I close, in this. You never look down on your brother or sister if they're working through things.
That's right.
Because if we have such great faith as we project we have, then faith must find something that's greater than itself, and that's love. And so love wants to help the one with the weak conscience, the one that's struggling, not just to pacify the person, but to ignite faith in them. Come on. Thank God forgive you. Thank God the Bible doesn't say, oh yeah, he was a great leader, and he was strong, and he was just mighty in himself, and he was, you know, the senior class president, and he was top of his class, and he was just, you know, the great general. No, he says, I'm weak. Hide from the Midianites. I tried the least. That's, I don't know. I probably would have said, God, you know, are the angels, what are they? Are they up there playing games? Are they keeping good records up there? Quiet. God said, that's what I'm looking for. An emptiness. Not empty of faith. Empty of ambition. Even empty of all the things I've learned in the past, how God worked. Not that I get rid of those, but getting rid of the desire to try to use the same pattern how He used to work. And we can get stuck on that. You know, I've been working to catch myself in those sources. It was already 20 years ago. But today demands strong faith. We have an atmosphere of the presence of God here. We have an atmosphere of truth, honesty, and love, preferring one another. The Holy Spirit's pleased. Because we've only just begun.
Amen.
A great song in our heart. We've only just begun. You'll see the day when this place is filled. You'll see the day when people will line up. You'll see the day when people are delivered from demons, delivered from habits. You'll see it. God doesn't raise this place up for the mice to occupy. God says, according to your faith, give in. I'm pleased with your faith. I don't need 22,000. I don't need 10,000. In fact, Gideon, I didn't start with 300. I started with one, with you. How about you tonight? God wants to start with you. As we unite our faith together, you'll see people delivered, strongholds come down, cancers healed, tumors healed, people coming out of comas. See? Because He's the same yesterday, today. Same forever. If you believe that, come on, give them a praise. Stand up, give them a praise tonight.